Yeah, last thing I'd like to ask you to comment on gets back to this issue of adjuvant therapy. I was recently looking at the numbers of patients who have been in adjuvant trials in lung cancer and comparing it to the literally, I think, like 194,000 women in adjuvant breast cancer trials that was recently reported in the overview compared to, you know, the several thousand that have been treated with lung cancer. Where do you think that disparity has come from and where do you think it's heading?
I think that that disparity comes from the fact that we hadn't proven until a year and a half ago that adjuvant therapy in lung cancer worked. So there was a lot of hesitance to put patients in adjuvant trials. I think the real challenge for lung cancer investigators, and I was at an investigator meeting this past weekend where we acknowledged this, that our real challenge now is going to be to do trials on the scale of the breast doctors, because our next growth is not going to be a 15% absolute improvement. We're not going to go from 70 to 85% in our next trial. We can hope for that, but if we power our trials to show the same magnitude of benefit as we did in trials versus no adjuvant therapy, we'll be grossly disappointed. We have to do what the breast cancer doctors did. And I think Craig Henderson and Larry Norton and others who designed these trials quite rightfully felt that they were going to see 2 and 3% absolute benefits and that this would be meaningful for women. And I agree with them. And I think that if we were to take our survival from 65% to 70% or 70% to 75%, that would be very meaningful for patients. And I think we're going to need to do 2 and 3,000 person large randomized international trials, which for lung cancer will be a real change because we've never, ever been able to do that or at least shown interest in doing that in the adjuvant setting.
From a practical perspective, do you think that the lung cancer research community and even the community-based oncologist community who can contribute patients to these studies, do you think they're ready for this?
I think the studies are going to have to become more simple. I think if you look at the adjuvant breast studies, they've been very successful at doing that. And I think that if we can come up with studies like the breast doctors can, you know, this is a pretty common disease. And so I would hope that we would be able to do that.